Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller recapping Tuesday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Tuesday due to the Labor Day holiday, and one of the things talked about was a proposal from Street Supervisor Jason Etnayer about bringing on some seasonal workers to help with snowplow operations. Talk about that and what was approved by the council.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's tough to talk about snow at a time right now. We're wrapping up summer and school started, so nobody's in the mindset for that. But the last couple of years, we've had some really difficult snowstorms, which has required our staff to work literally around the clock. One of the things we did from a safety standpoint is we instituted mandatory rest periods. Because of that, certain departments that have helped us in the past have indicated they can't help us. And so what we had to do is look at ways to accomplish the task of removing snow during snowstorms. And so the proposal was to add two seasonal employees. So these are not full-time employees. This is actually a fairly common thing in the municipal world. We have these seasonal employees that are there just to help with snowplow. It helps with predictability and understanding who's available. And from the standpoint of a budgetary impact, we already have the funds budgeted. And actually, we believe that there we'll find some savings because we're not going to be paying those that have helped out previously the overtime rate. So these would just be straight hourly rate.
All right, good to hear as well. We'll talk about there was a presentation just kind of on City Hall Public Safety workspace modifications, and this has been an ongoing thing. Talk about that presentation at Tuesday City Council meeting.
Sure. So just really quick background, we did the staffing studies for police and fire, which resulted in we're adding two police officers this year, three firefighters this year, and then in future years adding a couple more staff in both of those functions. So as part of that, once we understood what our staffing needs were, we started taking a look at the building here, City Hall / Public Safety Building. Does it meet the current needs? What about future needs? We've got a lot of outdated systems. We certainly want to make sure that we're maintaining this facility. So we started last year. We're entering into phase two now, taking care of some immediate things and really fine-tuning of what the future is. As part of that, because we've added some firefighters, we need to provide them with workstations, which we don't have. We're very short on bunk space, so our firefighters spend the night here. We don't have proper living conditions or sleeping quarters for them. We do have male and female firefighters. We need to make sure we've got proper separation there. So what was discussed last night was, one, an update of where we're at in the building building assessment project, but also the short-term need of how do we create within our existing structure some workspaces where our firefighters and paramedics can get the job done that they need to, but they also have places to spend the night.
All right, good to hear as well. There was also a presentation on the audit that was coming in, and this is a yearly occurrence. What did the council hear from those who will be performing the yearly audit?
Sure. So we're entering in the time period where we concluded our fiscal year, which ended June 30th, 2019. And so now we get into the process where we go through and we do an annual audit. It is something that happens every year. Our finance department staff works with the auditors. They spend pretty much a full week here asking for paperwork, documentation, policies, backup things. They'll do spot checks throughout our system. And then at the end, they'll provide us with a write-up, which we'll eventually present to council. And then we have to get to the state, I think, in December. So we've had good audits every year. As with any audit, it identifies things that you can always improve upon. So I mentioned during the council meeting, kudos and congratulations to our finance director, Andy Lent, who's really takes that extremely seriously, which is great, and has worked on addressing some of those minor recommendations.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.